Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey stood alongside gun safety advocates and fellow elected leaders today, calling on lawmakers to take decisive action by banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines in an effort to reduce gun violence. Angela Farrell Zabala is executive director of Moms Demand Action.
A 10-year-old boy had more courage hiding in a church pew while his friend shielded him with his body than I have seen from far too many lawmakers, more beholden to a gun lobby than a child.
City officials have confirmed that 18 people were wounded and 2 children killed by gunfire during yesterday's mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church and school in Minneapolis. The head of the Minnesota Department of Education is deeply saddened by the tragic shooting at Annunciation Church and school yesterday. Commissioner Willie Jemp says his department's thoughts are with the students, families, and educators affected by the senseless violence.
At the Minnesota Department of Education, we are committed to ensuring every one of our state's 870,000 kindergarten through 12th grade students has the opportunity to access a world-class education, no matter their background, zip code, or ability.
Today, Governor Walz deployed 20 state law enforcement officers to assist in patrolling schools and places of worship in Minneapolis. A fundraiser tomorrow night in Champlin will benefit the families of fallen House Speaker Melissa Hortman and Senator John Hoffman. The fireworks, live music, and other festivities are scheduled for tomorrow at Mississippi Crossings. The Champlin-Dayton Athletic Association will be collecting donations for the Hoffman and Hortman families. The Minnesota Board of Animal Health is confirming the first cases of equine West Nile virus this year. State vet Dr. Brian Hayes says at least 7 horses have tested positive for the mosquito-borne disease.
These mosquitoes tend to feed on birds for the most part, but this time of year, as the migration starts and those birds are heading south, those mosquitoes have to find a different blood source. So that's why we start seeing cases in some of our warm-blooded species and people, too.
Hafe says almost all equine West Nile cases are in unvaccinated horses. Cases have been detected in Kitson, Fillmore, Lincoln, Wadena, Mille Lacs, and Wabasha counties. In other headlines, a Rochester man faces 3.5 years in prison related to the death of his wife. 75-year-old Scott Lovin pleaded guilty to a felony neglect charge in May in exchange for a drop charge of second-degree manslaughter. Olmsted County court documents say Lovin told police his wife suffered from dementia and hearing and vision loss. He says she fell into the bath while he was helping move her off the toilet, and he ignored her cries for help because he didn't want to wait at the hospital. The University of Minnesota football team opens the season with a home game tonight against Buffalo. Minnesota senior defensive tackle Devin Eastern of Shakopee can't believe he's entering his final season in maroon and gold.
The time has definitely gone by fast, and now going into my last year, I'm just putting my head down and I'm counting the days down. I'm enjoying every single day. I'm enjoying every single part of it, the goods and bads.
Tonight's game kicks off at 7 p.m. Minnesota lottery players won 3 big prizes in yesterday's drawings. One Lucky North 5 player hit the jackpot on a ticket purchased in Cottage Grove, and 2 $50,000 Powerball tickets were sold in Forest Lake and Cambridge.